The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Shake it off, baby. It's Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And guess what time it is? We're shaking it off with Nicole Stacy and Visit Pensacola.
We're shaking it off.
Yes, it's baby. Friday. It is Friday. It's time to just take your hands and go, I am done.
See you later.
See you later. It's been a good week. I mean, the weather hasn't been too bad. I mean, and you've been traveling, right?
We have, yeah. You know, with the fall season rolling right along, we're getting ready for all of our fall marketing and kicking off all of our campaigns. The kids are back in school. I hope everyone had a great first or second week. And yeah.
Yeah, the UWF kids, I understand, went in, are
they
loading
moved
in
yesterday, which go Argos. Welcome back.
You're an alum, right?
I am. And I was saying earlier this morning, like, I just remember the days of moving into Martin Hall.
Oh, gosh.
So fun.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
good
I remember
times.
Those days.
But I remind, you know, parents, students, everybody, you know, Visit Pensacola. We want to be a resource. We want to be able to help you know the best places to eat and mm-hmm. the events that are going on and where your families can stay when they come and visit you. If you want them to come visit you.
Yeah. Well,
you know, all the things you can do. That's our job.
Well, especially the parents that are coming in this weekend from out of town. You might be listening this morning for the first time. So there's tons of things you can do. What I love about Visit Pensacola is they have a great website. And on your website
Thank
is
you.
The events calendar, which I reference almost daily because we talk about everything that's going on. But I'm able to keep up because there's so much happening.
There really
in Pensacola.
Is. There
it's
really
hard
is.
To keep
and
up.
The calendar, we want it to be that one-stop shop. We want it to be the community's resource, which is why it's also a free marketing tool.
Absolutely.
So if you've got an event in Escambia County, we want it on our website. It's a calendar of events. You can go there. It's visitpensacola.com/events. You can click on add my event and you can put it on our calendar. It's where the team goes to get all their social media contacts and information. It's where the team goes to make sure we've got it included in any of our digital efforts. But the website is where it's at. And to your point, it's in the palm of your hand.
Oh, it's great. And not just the events, but then you have all the information just about the area. Because I know when we think of Visit Pensacola, first we go, oh, the beach. The beach.
Right.
Which, the way to the beach is
there
the
is
theme,
the beach.
Of course. However, on your website, what I love about it, there are other things. You have whole other categories.
We really do.
That people don't realize, like just the historical venues that we have where you can visit for historic tourism.
Absolutely. History. We've got culinary. We have arts and culture. We have sports. We have things to do with the family, free things to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have things to do just as couples or solo travelers. We've got every category you can imagine. And if you don't see the category, let me know.
Yes, for sure.
Because we would love to make sure that we are adequately representing all things to do in Pensacola. But it's a great place to build out itineraries. If you are like, hey, I've got family coming in town and I want to do this, this, and this. But like, mm-hmm. what else can I do around it?
Mm-hmm.
Build an itinerary. We've now got some new features on our website where you can save things.
Oh, really?
So as you're seeing it, if you want to save it, it'll start to save everything for you so then
oh,
you can
cool.
go and look at it. So really trying to make it the best user experience possible, making it really easy for everyone, no matter your skill set on the internet.
Right.
It's helpful for you. But truly, our blogs are written by locals.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from your authentic point of view. I eat, breathe, sleep, could talk about Pensacola all day. Everyone knows this. So like, you don't want to hear from me all the time. So tell us what your favorite part is. What's
yeah.
your favorite event? Where's your best restaurant? What's your best tip to getting to the beach on a July Friday mm-hmm. or Saturday? Lots of great things.
Or what do you do on a rainy day?
Yes.
Because there's so many things you can do on a rainy day.
Absolutely.
And ask Pensacola and go out to the Naval, you know, the National Museum, the Aviation Museum. There you can go downtown and look at all the historical museums. There's so many things to do.
There really is. And, you know, we were talking earlier that summer is starting to wind down. But for me, that means all of the best things are taking off in Pensacola because the fall festivals are just unmatched. Right. There's always something going on.
Always. And then we have the Seafood Festival. We've got the Gulf Coast Arts Festival coming up. And the thing that's nice is, I don't know if you want to tell anybody, but the weather's so beautiful after Labor Day.
Well, October is my favorite.
It's my favorite
month.
It's so
April
nice.
And October is what I always tell everyone.
Yeah.
The sunsets are beautiful. The things that are taking place, you've got Bulls on the Beach, Perdido Key, Gulf Coast Jazz Festival. You've got Pensacola Seafood Festival. You've got the Arts Festival. You've got Foo Foo Festival.
Which is a whole bunch of activities.
Coming. You've got Taste of the Beach. You've got Art and Wine, I think. They already have that.
They're doing it in the spring now.
Yes, spring. Yes, sorry, yes.
They used to do it in the fall.
We've still got Palafox Market. You know, we've got all of these great things. Bands on the Beach will still be running, and that's the time to go.
And the Blue Wahoos.
The Blue Wahoos. Still placing their... We've got hockey coming. Anything that you want, you can have here in Pensacola.
So you just went out to Phoenix. And when you go out there, I'm really curious when they say, okay, someone walks up to you and you've got your stand and everything. And they say, so now where are you, Pensacola, Florida? Is that near Miami?
Yeah. Well, we make that face that I just made at you.
Because people, to me, especially when I was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, they don't really understand that there's a panhandle, that we're on the panhandle. So it's interesting because I'll be like, well, I might go to Miami and then come up and visit you.
It is interesting. So we do quite a bit of trade shows for consumers.
Uh-huh.
And some people don't really understand what that means. So think about like the boat shows that you see. You can buy a ticket to these travel and adventure shows and you can come and learn about destinations that you may want to vacation. So Pensacola goes in and we set up a booth and we just talk to people. And it really is interesting, the stories of people's experiences in Pensacola, whether it be military related, whether it be road trip related. Maybe they grew up there. Maybe they were going there all summer. But we kind of travel around and the big shows are in markets that make a lot of sense for us. So Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Atlanta, Denver, those really make a lot of sense for us. They're great drive markets. They're great fly markets. They're places that we know people are coming. And then we do all of our marketing in kind of like a 500-mile radius. We call it the donut. So if you were to draw a circle 500 miles around Pensacola, that's where you're going to really see a lot of our efforts. So you're going to see billboards up and down the interstates. You're going to see commercials on your local television stations. You're going to hear, you know, radio in some regard. It's why we've partnered with Alabama. You won't hear me say Roll Tide, but you'll hear lots of other people say it. We've partnered with SEC. We've partnered with the New Orleans Saints because those audiences make a lot of sense to come and visit Pensacola.
Absolutely. Well, my favorite thing is when I'm in Atlanta visiting and then I see a Visit Pensacola ad and it makes me proud.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I love to remind all of the locals is like, you're not going to see our advertising because we're not advertising to Pensacola. So we get a lot of times like, well, I never saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, great. Then we're doing our job.
It's not meant for you. It's meant for
but
those
your
coming
job
to us.
Is to help us talk about it. So that's why you go to our website. That's why you go to our social channels and really learn more. You can sign up for our e-newsletters. You can come to some of our events and learn more. Our hospitality roundtable is another great option because we really want you. You're the brand ambassador.
So how do I find out about these events?
So visit Pensacola.com, scroll all the way down, and there's a calendar. You can go to learn more about us if you want to know about the staff, the board members. If you want to know more about the events, you can go to the calendar, like I said. The blogs are there. It's really user-friendly.
Right.
So if there's anything you can't find, I say this with the most honor and respect, but like, please let us know.
Right. If it's difficult, they need to know that.
Yes.
If something doesn't click through like it's supposed to or something like that.
Absolutely.
Let them know. Well, also, I think it's important for the people that have businesses here in Pensacola that might be trying to reach a larger audience. They can become a member of Visit Pensacola. So how does the membership work?
So
some people can do free announcements.
So everyone gets a free listing if you're in Escambia County. Now, if you'd like to become a partner with us, and we really call it partner because it's a partnership.
You're right. I stand corrected. That's right.
You know, we want you to help us help you help us. And so the partnerships are, you know, you can start and sign on with Visit Pensacola for a little over $1 a day for the year.
That's really good.
And it can be a restaurant. It could be a small business. It could be a massage our spa, it could be a coffee shop. We, our partners range, as long as they're tourism centric and something a visitor could enjoy. But that is where we elevate your listing on our website. So you'll get pictures, you'll get more content, you'll get listing, like your website, your phone number, all of that. That's also where you have opportunities for digital advertising on our website. You'll have opportunities inside of our insider guide, traditionally known as a visitor guide.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
They do a great job.
Thank
you. You can go online and look at that as well.
You can download it digitally. It also gives you access to our kiosks. Mm-hmm. And we have kiosks downtown and in the airport. And we're looking to add two more. So stay tuned for that. It will give you access to our app. It gives you, so it really opens up your marketing channels in a big way.
So you do have an app that
we
people can download. That's great.
We do have an app, yeah. And so you can get all of that on our website as well. And our partners, they're who we talk about the most.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about all of Pensacola because we love it. But if you're a partner and you believe in us, then we believe in you.
So you get a little bit of priority there. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So now what are some of the questions that we started to touch on this when people come up to your booth? What are some of the weirdest things people... Have you ever had anything where you just kind of went, what?
Yes, and you and I share a history of running visitor centers, so we get lots of fun questions.
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, both Nicole and I have both been president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber in years past, which is wild.
It's wild.
It is. It really is funny.
But you get the greatest questions because you're just like, this is real life. And I have to smile and answer these.
It's a visitor center.
People ask where we are a lot.
That's the big one that we would get.
Yeah.
Especially on the phone. Where are you?
And when we're at the trade shows, to your point, they're like, oh, well, like, I'm going to Miami in July. I'll just pop up. And I'm like, well, it's not really a pop up.
It's about a 13-hour drive.
It's pretty far. So there's that. There's like, oh, are you, you know, what's the weather like? Which I get it. Not everybody knows. We get a lot of questions about hurricanes.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you don't live here, and you're watching the weather,
you think you get a hurricane every day.
And you see a hurricane in the Atlantic. And it's like, oh my God, are you okay? And it's like,
I get this too on Facebook. Are you all right? When we're not even close.
We are fine. We're doing great. The weather's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most interesting ones.
Right.
And then people do, and I love it. I love when I can change someone's mind because they're not familiar with Northwest Florida.
Right.
And so we really do want to bring Northwest Florida more attention and love. It's why we have our Northwest Florida Beaches Coalition. It's an 8-county coalition that we work from Pensacola to Apalachicola, and we all work together to market that this is a beautiful area you should be visiting. And so we really love to talk about that because you can get to multiple cities within just an hour or two drive.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have great beaches, we have great adventure, and we all have a community story. And I think for me, that's my favorite part, is to talk about the people of Pensacola, the people that are listening right now.
Right.
Because you are what makes my job so easy.
Absolutely. And I know when I was at the visitor center, a lot of the people from out of town would say, my gosh, this is the friendliest place I've ever been. So countless
people
times.
People say it all the time.
All the time. We are a very welcoming community. We treat people really well. We have great hospitality. And so in some ways, there's part of the people that live here there say, we want to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
But the other thing to remember is that our tourism dollars, especially those with the TDC and the tax, pays for things like beach renourishment, which we need. So your role is so critical in getting the word out to get people to come in, not only from the nation, but you also travel overseas.
We do, yeah. I mean, visit Pensacola and really Northwest Florida. We have really come a long way in our marketing efforts and our audiences. And, you know, our role will always be domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic will be first and foremost, and traditionally the Southeast. But there is an international component that's really important. The international traveler, Florida is their number one state to visit in the UK.
Right.
And so for us, we really work hand in hand with our friends at Visit Florida. That's the state organization to promote other areas of Florida.
Right.
Right. We just said everyone knows Miami. They do. Everyone knows Orlando. They know the theme parks. But for us, we're always like, listen, international people, they've got it right? Like, they get 3 weeks off.
Oh, the whole month of
holidays.
August in Germany.
They're just living life.
Yeah.
And so for us, I say, well, you're going to go to the theme parks and you're going to do a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to. I want you to give Universal and Disney all the love. But then you're going to be exhausted.
Yes.
And you're going to want a relaxing vacation. and I've got the beach for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they love to drive. And
oh, yeah.
You know, we also work really closely with New Orleans because people don't see borders and state lines and
right.
county lines. Like they, I could say all day, no, Perdido Key is in Pensacola. It's in Escambia County.
Right.
They don't, it doesn't matter to them. So for us, it's like rising tides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's all work together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them here, whether it's for one night or for 7 days.
Right.
I just want you to come and visit and enjoy the things that I get to wake up every morning and enjoy.
I think that's great. And I'm excited to know that we're going to be doing lots more as far as trying to bring those tourists in again, because it's so, so important. So some of the things that y'all do, too, that are kind of exciting, you have these events and you help with promoting those events as well.
Yeah. So we have a grant program. And that is where we are dedicating dollars to marketing those events. So we just finished up. So this year's recipients will be the Arts Festival and will be the Beach Brawl out on Pensacola Beach. That's not until September,
mm-hmm.
next September, because it's for next fiscal year. But then we also work with other events for our mini grant program, and that's a $5,000.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because sometimes we think of grants and you hear, oh, $100,000, $200,000, but some of the organizations or events may not need that much to make it happen.
No, and these are really dedicated for smaller events
mm-hmm.
that just need some marketing assistance, and so you can apply for the mini grant at any time as long as your event is 90 days out. Because in the marketing brain.
Oh, so there's no deadline on those.
You need 90 days.
Oh, good.
To properly market your event.
Right.
Now, if your event's next weekend.
Maybe too late.
Sorry. but that is $5,000. 100% of it has to go to marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But you control the marketing. We are happy to work with you. So those are available and open to any events that are in Escambia County. But it really needs to be something with a tourism draw. We get a lot of feedback sometimes. Well, it is an event. But we need you to prove why a visitor would stay longer or come here in general
mm-hmm.
for that event.
Right.
So that's the story you're trying to paint for us. So we've got those. But we also work with Sunbelt Basketball.
Absolutely. That's a big one with Ray Palmer.
Absolutely. And
Pensacola,
you know, it's
Sports
all
Association.
Team sport.
Mm-hmm.
We all work hand in hand together. But even our signature events, so like the Pensacola Seafood Festival, we work with Fiesta however we can.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls on the Beach, we're always going to work with the Floribama on a mullet toss, everything that they're doing.
Right.
Pensacola Beach Chamber and mm-hmm. the events they put on.
Taste
how
the beach,
can we
coming
help
up.
You? Yeah. And so we really just want to be another arm.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help flex our marketing arm because we know our channels have some big reach. But we know it's because of all of these events that
right.
we are able to reach all these people.
Well, and I need to mention, too, because I have a lot of respect for Visit Pensacola. And I learned more once I was in my position on the beach, because you do all these things outside and you're always promoting outside. But y'all may not realize how much they do for the community. Now, something really simple and sweet that I absolutely loved was the Halloween.
Oh, the Beach-a-ween.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, these are things that, but people may not realize that Visit Pensacola does that too. So you're giving back, you're bringing people to the community to help our economy with those tourism dollars. But I have to say, I have a soft spot for y'all now, because at the same time, you sponsor things like Beach-a-ween.
Yes.
So about that. That's coming up,
sure,
actually,
we love it. And I, gosh, it's hard to believe how many you've done so far, but and then we're almost there. But Beach-a-ween will be October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
We do that in partnership with the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and the Merchants Association, so the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And we work together just to do something fun.
Yeah.
To help the businesses in a month that used to not be very busy.
Right.
You know, lots of various people do Halloween events. And so the beach really saw an avenue of like, why don't we do one as well? And from a tourism standpoint, that's where our visitors, we've already said October is the best month.
Right. That's right.
So visitors are there. And so we really came together. It's an opportunity again for our partners
mm-hmm.
to participate. The applications are out now, actually.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I'm glad
so
I brought
great
it up.
Plug.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I brought it. I just think it's so cool because it's for the kids, you know.
So much fun.
Halloween trick-or-treating is not quite what it used to be when it was
right.
in the neighborhoods and stuff, but this is an opportunity. I mean, these kids are so adorable, and it's safe. And it's all in
safe.
One place.
We ask that all of the vendors bring a game,
mm-hmm.
not just candy. I mean,
but
they do have candy, don't worry. So everybody plays a game. Cat Country does a contest,
That's
a
right.
costume contest, but everyone gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
And that's another hat that Visit Pensacola wears that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of. And of course, also your role with Fufu Festival now, which has become just a huge, amazing arts and culture event. And you're involved with that as well.
Yeah. So ACE has really, really stepped up the cultural tourism scene here in Escambia County. Visit Pensacola and ACE work hand in hand to really promote it all year long. But Fufu Festival is those 2 weeks in November that are dedicated events. We like to call them like once in a lifetime. Because theoretically, they may not ever come back. It's something to do really cool beyond an organization's normal programming.
Right.
And so we've got some cool art installations this year. We've got a music festival this year.
Awesome.
It also coincides with some of our bigger signature events like the Blue Angels Homecoming and the Arts Festival. We call them Friends of Foo. So it's really 2 weeks of dedicated events.
Yeah.
You'll see the committee. Maria Goldberg, Robbie Schrock, Warren Sonnen. We're running around like crazy. Therese McKenzie is the chair. And so we're just kind of like jumping all around going to events. But it's because these events are so special. The organizations do such an incredible job. And it's another way that we've given back to the community and to adding to what people can experience while they're visiting or while they're here.
Right. Well, that's why I think it's important to mention that you are doing things for our community as well, because maybe people don't realize that is, you know, that you're actually doing things on the home front as well.
We do it a lot because we love Pensacola.
I don't know how you do it all. I tell you what, you're another one. I was joking earlier about Elton Scott's Facebook page. Nicole's is the same way. When you look up Nicole Stacy, you'll say every day there's something else that she's doing, traveling. I said to her when she walked in, you're just in Phoenix. When'd you get back?
Yeah, I mean, it's so like, and Phoenix was really fun. That was a professional development conference for the travel industry. But I was invited to come and speak on a panel about, you'll laugh at this, about marketing and pivoting.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you think about it, since the pandemic, I mean, Pensacola has done a lot of pivoting.
That is true.
We had an unfortunate event at the base. We had COVID. We had Sally. We had the bridge. And at our organization, we were bringing on a new CEO. And we were really pivoting all the time, and I'm so fortunate to have partners like Showcase Pensacola, our advertising agency, and to have just community partners and stakeholders who believe in what we do to sit around a table and be like, okay, we're going to turn it off. Okay, we're going to turn it back on, but this is what we're going to say.
Right.
Working with our commissioners for the beaches and to be like, hey, sunlight is good.
Yeah.
Let's promote the miles and miles of wide open spaces that we have here.
The Gulf Islands National Seashore on both sides.
Yeah. So it was a fun conversation, a panelist that I was on with, because they were from all over. One was from Wisconsin. One was from Corpus Christi.
Interesting.
So to talk about all of the different things we've all been through, but to realize like we're all in the same boat and we're just trying to do the best job that we can do.
Oh, that must have been great.
I
love workshops like that.
Yeah.
They're always really fascinating. Where are you off to next, Eno?
So next up on the circuit, we've got a big diving convention that's coming. DEMA. So we'll be down there with a big trade show booth with all of Northwest Florida talking about our diving and snorkeling efforts.
And the new reefs that we have
now. We'll be doing that one. We will be doing a Florida event over in London. So that's really exciting to promote all of Florida.
You need anybody to carry your bags?
If you want. Come on.
It's on my bucket list. Haven't been to London yet.
But I get really excited because the fall means fall festivals at home. So I'll be at Seafood Festival. Come see me.
Okay.
I'll be at the sports bar.
Do you know the dates off your top of your head?
September 26th, 7th, and 8th.
Gosh, it's only a month away. Gosh. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be great. And then we'll move into all of the other great things. The Interstate Fair will be here.
Oh, gosh.
I'll be out there.
My brain. I was like, oh, my God.
Brent Lane told me today I can be a judge for Lip Sync again. So that's exciting.
Oh, there you go.
I love being home this time of year.
It's
really
the best
fun.
Place
Football
to live.
Football is back, so we'll be at all your favorite sports events.
Don't get me started.
Go sports.
Go sports. We'll just keep it neutral.
Yeah.
Although everybody knows.
Hey, you and I only fight one time a year.
That's the truth.
That's it.
That's true of just about all my friends in Pensacola. I may be the only dog around here, but you know.
Okay.
But everybody's
There's
kind.
A few of you.
Everybody's kind. They're kind to me. They love me anyway.
We do. But yeah, it's a great time of year just to get out and about and enjoy everything that this community has to offer.
Yeah. I'm so happy to live here. I've lived here over 20 years now. When I moved here, I thought I'd be here for 2 years. And now
it's
the best place in the world to live.
And it's also wild that people come here for school or they come here for military and They're like, no, we're going to leave.
Right.
But they always come back.
I tell you what, this is a beautiful place to be. And thank God we have Visit Pensacola, letting everybody know to come visit us so we can have those dollars coming into the community. And then all you do for us, which we really, really appreciate. So, Nicole, how can
we're
get
done.
In touch? We're done. I
this
know.
It's wild.
I know. It goes so fast.
Visit Pensacola.com. Follow along on our social media channels. Reach out to us. Come hang out with us. We love to meet you and learn more. And tell us what you love about Pensacola.
There you go. Thank you so much,
You're
Nicole
welcome.
Stacey.
See you next time.